Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
This past week, CEF finished our last week of Summer Friday Clubs. The last club that I attended this summer was at a church. Even though we had a small group of children, they came faithfully to the club every day. Each day when I pulled into the church parking lot and opened the church door and saw the children there waiting for club to begin, it reminded me that this is what our life and ministry is all about. We're not here to live for ourselves. We're here to live for the Lord and ultimately for the children, the future generations. In our culture, we have a way of marking out special days, special occasions to remind us of why we are here. I call these special days dedication celebrations. In these dedication celebrations, we are actually doing two things. First, we're gathering together our family and friends and even our church community and saying to them, come celebrate with us and see what the Lord has done. Because after all, this is a celebration. But it's not only a celebration, it's also a dedication. And that's why, second, we're saying before our family, friends, and Christian community that we are dedicating ourselves anew before the Lord and before one another and are asking others to hold us accountable. Because we understand that this special marked out day is not the end, but rather just the beginning, and we want to dedicate ourselves anew to be all and to do all that God wants us to do, because ultimately we understand that we are not here to live for ourselves, but for others, especially for the children, the future generations. When you think of dedication celebrations, what special days come to mind? For example, there are special days like baby dedication celebrations and even other special occasions like weddings and anniversaries. But what is it that we're really saying on these special dedication celebration days? We're actually saying the same two things. We're saying to a whole community of people, come celebrate with us and see what the Lord has done. But we're also saying both to them and before them that we are dedicating ourselves anew to the Lord before God and before others, because we understand that we are not done yet, but only begun. And we also understand that we are not here to live for ourselves, but for the Lord and for our children and even our children's children, the future generations. In Nehemiah chapter 12, beginning in verse 27, we see this chapter, which is the second to last chapter in the book of Nehemiah, is all about the dedication celebration of the wall. Nehemiah was a gifted leader, and he knew that it was time to bring God's people together to have a special dedication celebration. But this was not just a dedication celebration of the wall. This was a dedication celebration to remember and to celebrate all that God had done with the rebuilding of the wall, the rebuilding of Jerusalem, and the rebuilding of the people spiritually in their walk, their relationship with God. Now was the time to celebrate, and now was the time for the people to dedicate themselves anew to the Lord and before one another. However, Nehemiah also knew that in order for the dedication celebration to be successful, it required three things. It required called out servants, a cleansed people, and committed sacrifice. First, the dedication celebration required called out servants. Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 27 through 29 says, "And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and harps. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together both out of the plain country round about Jerusalem and from the villages." Nehemiah's leadership skills throughout the book of Nehemiah continue to amaze me. Nehemiah knew that he could not pull this off by himself. He needed the help of others, but not just any others. Nehemiah required the help of the Levites, the special called-out servants of the Lord. What's interesting about this passage in Nehemiah chapter 12 is that it doesn't just list the names of these called-out servants, the Levites and the priests, but rather it describes who they were and what they did, particularly for the dedication celebration. The first description of these called-out servants was that they were glad. In fact, this is not just a description of them. Actually, it's a commandment. If you go back to verse 27, it says, "They sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem and to keep the dedication with gladness." Here we see clearly that the called-out servants of the Lord are commanded to serve the Lord with gladness. In other words, we, the called-out servants, the modern-day Levites of today, are to serve the Lord not out of a have-to attitude, but rather out of a get-to attitude. We, of all people, should be the most glad and the most joyful because we have the privilege of remembering that we're not here to live for ourselves, but we're here to serve the Lord. The second description of these called-out servants of the Lord was not only that they were glad, but also they were gifted. Verse 27 goes on to say that these Levites led the dedication celebration both with thanksgivings and with singing and with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. I don't think the text means that all of these Levites did all of these things, but rather they each served the Lord and served others through their different gifts. The Bible makes it clear that all of us, as believers in Christ, are the called-out servants. In fact, the word church in Greek is the word ekklesia, which means the called-out ones. This is not just for pastors, Bible teachers, and missionaries. This is for the whole body of Christ, describing both for us individually and all of us all together. We are the called-out ones of the Lord. You and I didn't call ourselves to be God's people. God called you and I before the foundation of the world to be His people, to be His servants. And one of the reasons why God called us to be His people was not only so that you and I would know Him, but also that we would serve the Lord with our own unique spiritual gifts and our God-given abilities that God has given to each of us. The bottom line is this: if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you have a God-given spiritual gift that God wants you to use your spiritual gift not for yourself, but to serve the Lord by serving others. The third description of called-out servants was not only they were glad and they were gifted, but also they were gathered together. Verses 28 and 29, the next two verses, speak of these called-out servants being gathered together to serve the Lord, not individually, but as one body, together as a team. You know, this text is a good reminder. It's a great reminder to us and to me personally that none of us are called to serve the Lord as a one-person show. The body of Christ, the called out ones, are to serve the Lord together as a unified team. When I first came to the Phi Day Club at the church this past week, the first thing I saw were not only the children waiting there, but also the adults were gathered together and ready to serve. Each of the adults, you could tell, were glad to be there. They had big smiles on their faces, and they were each helping and serving in the Phi Day Club, but in different ways. Some of them brought their grandchildren and even their great-grandchildren to club each day. Others made sure the church was open and ready to go, while others provided the snacks or took out the trash. So others took pictures of the children in the club to share with the church family the following Sunday. It was a great week. But why? Because all these called-out servants were working and serving the Lord together as a team. Nehemiah understood what it required to have a dedication celebration. Not only did he need called-out servants, but also a cleansed people. The very next verse in Nehemiah 12, verse 30 says this, "And the priests and Levites purified themselves and purified the people." This one verse in Nehemiah is like a hinge point in the text. The first step to having a dedication celebration is first having called out servants of the Lord. But before the dedication celebration can commence, the next important step is that you need a cleansed people. Notice it was the priests, the Levites, who cleansed themselves first. Now, this was a ritual cleansing, a purification process, but it symbolized that they were cleansed. They were ready to serve the Lord and to lead the people in a dedication celebration. But this cleansing didn't just stop there with the leaders. Now, all the people followed their example and were cleansed and ready to serve the Lord too. For many years now, it's been my practice before I engage in any ministry, especially before I speak before others or teach the Bible, the first thing I do is to ask the Lord to cleanse me, to wash me, to crush me and anoint me with His Holy Spirit, so I'd say what God wants me to say and to do what God wants me to do. But why do I do this? Because the last thing that I want to do is to minister and to serve the Lord in my own strength or to serve the Lord in filthy garments with unconfessed sin before God. Now, the doctrine of confession of sin and being a cleansed people before God isn't just for leaders, speakers, and Bible teachers. It's for all of God's people. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're already covered both now and forever with the righteousness of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, not because of what you have done or not done, but all because of what He has done for you on your behalf. You know, but sometimes as we go about our day as believers, and every day, our feet get dirty, our hands get dirty, our mind, our lips, our eyes, and most of all, our heart gets filled with things, thoughts, and even actions that are not pleasing to the Lord. So when you and I sin as believers against God, what do? We confess our sin to God, agree with God that sin is sin, and that we have sinned against Him, against Holy God. 1 John 1:9 is like our spiritual soap verse that reminds us how God wants us to walk with Him as His cleansed people. God says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is God's promise to us. If we confess, God will cleanse. And remember, this is God's promise written to us as believers because God wants us, His people, to walk with Him and be ready to serve Him each day as His cleansed people. Nehemiah understood that in order to make the dedication celebration day successful, he not only required called out servants and a cleansed people, but also committed sacrifice. All the verses between Nehemiah 12, verses 31 through 42 are about the dedication celebration, which was absolutely amazing for two reasons. First, there was two groups of people standing and marching upon the wall in celebration. The first group was led by Ezra, the scribe and the priests, and the second group was followed by Nehemiah. But what's so amazing about that? If you go back to Nehemiah chapter 4, Tobiah, who is one of Nehemiah's arch enemies, made a sarcastic comment when Nehemiah and the people first began their work on the wall. Tobiah said in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 3, "If a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall." You see, Tobiah was mocking the people's building work and the strength of the wall. This is like a spiritual boomerang that hits God's enemies square in the face. I don't think Nehemiah did this on purpose, but God did not forget what the enemy had said, nor allowed the enemy's mocking to go unanswered. When the enemy mocked, God, through Nehemiah and the people, now showcased, not by marching around the wall, but by in fact standing and marching on top of the wall while lifting up their voices and their instruments of praise, singing loudly before the Lord. The people were not praising themselves because of what they had accomplished, but all because of what the Lord had done. This was a day of celebration. But secondly, this was not only a day of celebration, but also a day of dedication. But how do we know that? Because of the people's committed sacrifice. Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 43 is a key verse to the whole text that says, "Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off." The people that day wanted to show their dedication, their commitment to the Lord, by offering great sacrifices, both in quantity and in quality. But this was not just a one-and-done dedication, commitment to sacrifice. This was an ongoing dedication, a commitment to sacrifice to keep the Lord and the work of the Lord as a committed priority in their daily lives. But why did the people that day want to make this commitment? Because on that day, the people wanted to mark it out not only as a celebration of what the Lord had done, but also as a dedication to the Lord, saying, "God, you are not through with us yet. We want to trust you for all our days yet ahead and commit to being your people and to live as your people, not for us, Lord, but for future generations." And what was the result? Well, verse 43 tells us, it says, not only were there great sacrifices and great joy and rejoicing, but also there was great impact, so that even the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. Now, recently, after I came back from our special outreach, our mission trip to Uganda, Africa this summer, I've had some midlife thoughts, such as my best ministry days of great impact, of fruitful service to the Lord, may not be ahead of me, but rather behind me. But I want to say to you today, that's stinking thinking. God is not limited by our age, our energy, or even by our physical ability or our years remaining. Not every year of our life can be a banner year, a special outreach year, or a dedication celebration. After all, it's not every year that you can complete a wall or a major milestone in your life or ministry. But at the same time, God wants us to celebrate and to dedicate ourselves anew every day to the Lord as a committed sacrifice, a dedication celebration. Every day, we, the called out servants who are cleansed people by the blood and righteousness of Christ, are to live before God as a committed sacrifice and to say to the Lord each day, "God, I want to celebrate today what you have done and never forget. And God, I want to dedicate myself anew to you and give to you this day, because ultimately I'm not here to live for me. I'm here to live for you and to do and be all that you want me to do, including living my life for others to know you, including for the children, the future generations." Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the Radio Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.